Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 18 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. And today I'll be talking on the important topic, meaning. Meaning, right? So what does the word meaning mean? Well, meaning means being full of purpose. So obviously something that has no purpose is meaningless. Meaning means having depth in that thing you're doing. Having a genuine reason for that thing you're doing, right? So when you live your life without purpose or you do things without purpose, then you don't have any real driver for that thing. You're just almost like going through the motions. And the thing is, you know, there are definitely people in life that do many things with no meaning, with no purpose behind it. But then there's also other people that do certain things with the wrong purpose, right? You see some people, they are in a relationship with somebody or they are doing something just to serve their own interests. They don't have any determination to help others or make the lives of other people better or anything like that, right? So some people, the thing that drives their lives is not like an eternal purpose. It's more of a temporal purpose. But we all know the part of the Bible that says that you should, where your treasure is, that's where your heart will lie, right? So is your heart directed towards the right kind of meaning? Do you have the right reasons for something? Because the thing is, when you have the right reasons for something, you'll notice that you do that thing and do it really well, right? Like, for example, if your meaning in the work that you do, let's say you work at a place, if your meaning in that place of work comes from, oh, the Bible verse that says, whatever your hand finds to do, do it as unto God. When you look at the job you're doing as, oh, wow, this thing I'm doing is actually unto the Lord, right? Oh, I'm not doing this because my boss is here or whatever. Then it will be easy for you to come to work on time. It will be easy for you to leave work when you're supposed to leave. And it'll be easy for you to not come to work and just take the easy way out and not fulfill your job responsibilities, right? Or if we're looking at in the areas of like your relationship with God, if your relationship with God is not just based on, oh, let me just say this prayer of salvation so that I can carry that badge that I'm a Christian, then your relationship with God will have meaning, right? If you truly, truly love God, if you're like, oh, you know what? I mean, this relationship with God, because I truly want to build a relationship, not because, oh, I want someone that I can always run to give me money, to give me clothes, to take care of all my needs, to do this, to do that, to make me prosperous, right? Then your relationship with God truly has meaning. Truly has meaning. That was one difference in the time of Moses. That was one difference between Moses and the Israelites. The Israelites, if you, again, ultimately look at the motive behind many of their decisions, it was, oh, as long as God gave them what they wanted, they followed him. But the moment some tough situation or circumstance came, they immediately abandoned God, right? But Moses, on the other hand, truly sought, like you could see him almost like begging that, God, I want to know you more. I want to love you more. I want to have a deeper relationship with you. I want to see your power and your glory, right? This was someone that was with God, not for what he could get from him, but it was with God because of meaning, because of depth. He wanted that true relationship, right? And the thing is, when you have that true relationship with God, it becomes much easier to do the will of God, right? Because you see many Christians, they're just struggling. And trust me, I've struggled with this myself as well. I'm not coming to say this to you as a holier than thou. In fact, I'm probably preaching to myself right now, right? But you see many Christians struggling to do God's will. The reason they're struggling to do God's will is that they're in that Christian relationship for the wrong reasons from the beginning, right? That's why all this Christianity that centers on, oh, because I'm a Christian, I will be prosperous. Again, I'm not saying, let me maybe clarify this. It is God's desire, it's God's will that you be prosperous. It is God's will that you be financially well-to-do. It is God's will that you have a great life. But the thing that God desires above all else is that relationship. That's why the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you, right? So what am I trying to tell you today? Have meaning behind what you do. Have a good, cogent reason behind what you do, right? If you have that meaning, if you have the right reasons for things, I'm telling you, you'll very likely make the right decisions that have the best long-term benefit, right? So say, for example, in your marriage, right? You should love your spouse because you love God, not because of what you can get from your spouse, or not because of, oh, wow, my spouse must look this way for me to love her. No, right? That is not a real reason for marriage, because at the end of the day, you see, many people, they base their marriage, they base the meaning, they base the reason for their marriage on, one, oh, what their spouse can provide for them, or two, what their spouse looks like, right? But again, life every now and then can take some very strange turns. It can take some turns where, oh, wow, at the beginning of the marriage, you had all these wonderful, wonderful things. But then those wonderful, wonderful things just go because you're going through a trial of faith. If that time comes when your spouse cannot provide stuff for you anymore, like they did at the beginning, are you going to stay with that spouse? Or if your spouse, God forbid, gets in a car accident or gets in a fire or whatever, and they don't, let's say their face becomes disfigured or whatever, are you going to still stay with that spouse? Is there going to be some, you see many reasons for divorce. Oh, divorce on grounds of irreconcilable differences. Like, what was the reason you got into that marriage in the first place? Right? Again, I'm not trying to say this as a holier than thou. These are things that I also have to work through myself. Right? But if you went into that marriage and you made that vow and your relationship with God means something. Right? You went into that marriage because, wow, I love my spouse not for what she looks like or what she can provide for me, but for who she is. If you have a good reason, you're like, oh, I'm in this marriage because I love God. I'm showing my spouse love because of that love I have for God. Then that marriage is going to last. Then things like the absence of money or, oh, your spouse doesn't look like they did when you started dating them initially or anything like that. Those things will have no power over your marriage, because the thing that is moving your marriage, that is guiding your marriage, is meaning, right? So I'll encourage you in everything you do, like even your family, ask yourself, what is that godly reason behind having a family? Your calling, your career, what is that godly reason behind that? To be honest with you, if money is the driver for every decision you make, or if yourself, if serving your own interests is the primary thing that drives every decision you make, I'm telling you, you're going to have a rough time with many areas of your life, right? So I'm encouraging you today, choose that higher way. Choose that more meaningful life. Choose that life that has, you know, long-term, like just, like you see people say, oh, I've lived a full life. A full life is a life that is lived with the right meaning. So as I do this today, as I conclude this podcast today, I would like to invite you to establish a relationship with Jesus Christ. Do God's will. Have that true relationship and you'll begin to have meaning in your life. Can you please say this prayer after me? Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I confess all my sins. I forsake all my sins. I repent of all my sins. Forgive me for any way I've not had a genuine relationship with you. Please, Lord, genuinely save me. Genuinely give me life. Make me your child. Purify me of all my sins. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. And help me to have a genuine relationship with you. Set me apart for your use and fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have just said that prayer, congratulations. Find a Bible. Do what it says. Develop your relationship with God. Find a family of other great believers, and the Lord will bless you. Until next time, thank you. God bless you.